Dr. Sebik, taking an office note on Sarah Monk, M-O-N-K, Sarah, S-A-R-A, date of birth is... October 24, 2007, date of service, 11-6-2024, pupae of the patient is 17-year-old, referred to see me by Dr. Bowden for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, period. Paragraph of past medical history. Past medical history includes a history of eating disorder involving binge eating, self-induced vomiting, and use of laxatives. She has been having high creatinine for the last year or so. In average, she does have one loose stool daily, up to three times a day, depending on her laxative use. She is being followed for her eating disorder and being attended to. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, polycystic ovary syndrome with insulin resistance. Next, acne. Pre-paragraph, past surgical history is unremarkable. Allergy, she's allergic to doxycycline, peanuts. Social history, patient is a single, lives with her parents. No smoking. She does drink alcohol over the weekends. No drug use. She is a junior in high school. Family history positive for hypertension in her mother. Grandmother has cervical cancer and father is healthy. Previous systems reveals no headaches, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. She does have diarrhea on and off depending on laxative use. She does have constipation off laxatives. No urinary symptoms, regular periods, or other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she did not receive any COVID-19 injections. Period. Paragraph on physical exam. She weighs 121 pounds, blood pressure 101 over 61, heart rate 53, temperature 97.3, autosat is 98.6% on room air, general appearance in non-active distress, HNT, pupils, general active light and accommodation. Injected conjunctive and non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bleed bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosal no pharyngeal edema, noted pupagraph, neck sample, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds, irregular and rhythm, normal sinus tune, no members heard, no friction, no lung, tracheal to auscultation, no crackles or resistant abdomen, soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary, rebound or rigid extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremity skin. She does have acne lesions over the face, no skin rash otherwise noted. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations show the following. WBC 9.6, hemoglobin 14.1, platelet count 233. BUN 12, creatinine 0.84 from 2023 and more recent labs show BUN 9, creatinine 1.08. Period paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, elevated serum creatinine may be related to hemodynamic factors giving her vomiting and diarrhea episodes. We are going to do a full renal workup to rule out other etiologies, however. This will include serologic workup and imaging studies and quantification of proteinuria, if any. Next diagnosis, eating disorder being attended to and followed via a specialist team. Next, hypothyroidism continually with thyroxine. Next, PCOS. With insulin resistance, pure paragraph acne, pure paragraph. Thank you, Dr. Bowden, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I'll see you back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup, and I'll keep you updated on progress and report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Mary Bowden.